ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas sale is on now. Save 30% off roller blinds, vertical blinds and sheer curtains. You know what else is on now? This Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast.
Ready to connect with the other side?
I want people to know nobody passes alone.
Try to explain the unexplained.
You're lying on your back and you've got this entity on top of you.
Or just get a little bit spooky before Halloween. Get your ghoul on. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber's Ghost Week.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, peeps.
This weekend. Every morning from 8, Ghost Week. That's what you've been hearing. Rebecca Millman is a psychic medium here in Perth, spoke to us about what it was like to discover her powers in the first place. We had, Vinny Vincenza Sirna, who has been very intimate, one would say, with ghosts.
Yes.
John Edwards.
Massive.
Yeah, who did readings on us, tapped into your mum and dad, Maddie.
Yes, and sort of told us off at the same time, too. I felt quite...
Yeah, that's very true. Any of those and any of the others you've missed, the Listener app, the full chats are there. Even some of the stuff you didn't get to hear on the air, LISTNR. And Anthony Griselka was who we started the whole thing off with on Monday, who invited us to the Rose and Crown on Wednesday night.
Yeah, and you got to remember this pub. So since 1841, when the colony was only like 10 years old, so it's been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And the cellar of the beautiful Rose and Crown Hotel, a very old part of the pub, and Anthony suggests that it's one of the most haunted places in Perth.
The rumours have been circulating for a very long time, and so people have said even the staff don't like going down there. They've had too many encounters, and so we went, well, let's go along. And I'm going to preface this by saying I don't think any of us expected anything to happen.
Not really.
I mean, I thought it was just going to be a cute way to wrap the week and be like, we'll go and we'll take these gorgeous listeners and we'll have a lovely time. But that is not the experience that we ended up having.
After having a delightful meal, we then first of all spoke with Mark, the owner, who's I think owned the pub for about 18 years.
How long have you had 18 years?
Yeah.
And in that time, what would you say are the standout experiences that make you think that it's haunted?
Probably for myself was in the first year I had the pub and complete skeptic. I've lived in old houses my whole life, so it wasn't hard to be a skeptic when you haven't come across anything like it. And we're closing up. It was probably close to 12:30 at night. And it was me and one other. And I looked around and I saw this guy walk straight downstairs from upstairs. I said, we haven't locked the hotel properly. Someone's still here. So because there's a staircase that side and this side, I said, you go that way, I'll go this way. So we both met in the middle and there was no one here. We went around, checked all the doors. And there was no doors unlocked.
Oh, my God.
Now, Mark's a straight-up dude,
He
right?
was a very straight dude. Yeah, he was I don't really get into any of this, but he told us a bunch of things.
And
so, I'm hearing this for the first time because I couldn't be there on Wednesday night. I had something else. This is insane. And when you guys told me that in particular, like, this sort of set the scene for what was going to be an amazing night, right?
Mm.
And, Kimber, the thing that strikes me the most is hearing you the following morning going, I was a skeptic, and then last night happened.
There's just been a series of things that have happened in the past that I've gone, I'm open to it, right? But there's things that happen to you that you go, I can write that off, because some things you can find a way of justifying it, even if it was a bit spooky.
Mm.
But now, no way, I cannot write off what happened.
And to be fair, the grabs that we're going to play now, Anthony had a couple of devices, which, you know, as spooky as they sound, you could, if you were cynical, go, well, I'm sure you could manufacture that. One of them was an app that he seemed to have on his phone that picked up sort of vibrations and audio from other frequencies, I guess.
Yeah, like different kind of white noise and stuff like that just picks up that sort of frequency that's slightly outside of what the human ear would pick up, I guess.
And Anthony had suggested that he'd seen someone who he felt was Irish. So we were sort of asking for his name and what he might want of us.
Are you here with us? What's your name? Are you here for any reason? Are you late? Do you want us to get out? Say out if you want us to leave. please go.
Please go. Yeah. I heard that.
Yeah. Did you hear that? Yeah. That was really, really specific.
Okay.
So that is very definite. You know why we're here? Yes. Tell me your name.
Stanley?
Sounded like something like that.
It sounded like Stanley.
Again.
Now, let me just hear you with one thing.
Yeah.
Polite ghost.
Yeah, very good.
Please go.
Yeah, please right. go. And if we'd hung on to the audio for longer, he did actually answer, do you know why we're here? He went, yes, I didn't realise you're Pete, Matt and Kimber from Mix 94.
Right.
So, yeah, very...
So, you know, and this is the thing, you can laugh and go, oh, maybe it's all a bit bunkum.
Yeah, I mean,
you can
sort of
see
stuff,
how
yeah.
those experiences might not feel legit. In the room, feels very
and
legit.
And it sounds freaky when you're in that room and you're getting that kind of, you know, it sounds freaky.
Something really kind of awful happened, if I'm honest.
We were just standing there.
Well, the thing is, what we did, Pete, when we first got there, we went down into the cellar, just Matt, myself, Dan the internet who was filming, and our producers, Jeans and Joggers, right? In fact, I think Joggers might have still been upstairs with the listeners.
Yep.
And so no one had come down with us yet when we were interviewing Mark, the owner, right? We're just talking to him, and then I'm mid-question, and this happens.
We've heard that there's still staff that won't come down here.
Oh,
this
yes.
room just gives them
yes,
a vibe
absolutely.
That makes them uncomfortable.
Well, there was a cleaner that was here for nearly 20 years entitled, previous owner and myself, and she just would not come down here at all.
Wow.
The room next door, which we use as stock room now, that's one of the ones where people constantly saw somebody in there. It was either a little girl in a chair, which was an interesting one. I've never seen that, but or there was two people. You know, I used to just, try and make light of most of it because...
Do you ever have a chat with them, though? Do you ever find yourself going... Did you do that?
I didn't touch it.
Did you do that,
Des? Stop that. Did you do that?
No.
No, who's messing, you, who's messing with me? You did that.
I did not.
Shut
did
up. One of you did that.
No.
It's all the way over there. What was that?
Well, it's a little... I don't know.
No, stop it. Who
no,
no. You guys?
No.
I'm here.
It hit me in the back of my head.
Did it?
Underneath my ponytail and then bounced off the back of my head.
Okay. Well, I did
yeah,
not
I
do
didn't
that.
Do anything.
Did you? Are you serious?
I heard it.
It sounded like a pebble dropping.
It hit me here.
Wow.
Underneath my ponytail.
Well, say hello. This is
Kimber.
Hi. Hello.
Now, come on.
I'm not. I know this is going to sound like we're on radio and whatever. This is... totally legit.
It was legit.
There was no one standing behind me. Dan filmed it and there was no one behind me. And I have my hair tied up like this, right?
Mm-hmm. High ponytail.
And
high ponytail.
High ponytail.
Looking
and a,
good. Really
and
good, by the way.
Stone
works for you.
Was thrown into the back of my head. And when I say thrown, it hit me underneath the ponytail. So if you were to throw a rock at me right now, it would bounce off my ponytail, right?
Yes.
And hit the ground. This hit me with force. It felt like it was... pressed into the back of my head with force, and then it bounced off my head about a meter and a half behind me, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, Kimber was either had an interaction with a poltergeist or the West Australian building industry is in a perilous state.
You know, and honestly, like Matt jokes about it, but I'm not kidding you. Like when we were standing there, when you look up into the roof was at like I could have reached it, right? It was hand height. It was just wooden floorboards. There was no stones. There was nothing around. And this is the stone that was thrown at the back of my head.
Why did you bring that in here?
I took it home with me.
Why?
Here's Alemania.
You know why, Pete? Because even though I asked Anthony Griselka and I said,
please take that.
I said, is this bad juju if I take it home? And he said it wasn't and I'd be okay. I washed it in the sink because you told me your family I should wash it with soap. I've left it near some crystals. And also, even though the next day I regretted it and I was like, I think I should have left it there. I also thought to myself, are you kidding me? A poltergeist threw a rock at me. I'm keeping this rock.
And it'll
have a
buff
look.
Your
corns
really
well. I don't
really
want to touch
well.
It.
You don't want to touch
come
it?
Anywhere near me. No.
Tell me how that, and I said to Emma who works there, have you ever seen these stones in here? Have you ever found these stones on the ground? She said, never, right? Then I had to tell the listeners, hey guys, they all came down the stairs and I was like, oh, you just missed this, but I had a rock thrown at my head.
Mm.
They probably thought I was making it up, except over the next half an hour while we were in there, we said something offensive about the ghost and there were another three stones thrown.
True dat.
Have a listen to this.
This fella's still watching us from in here, by the way, but he's got very rotten teeth too. This fella's full of rotten teeth. I think if you got close enough, you'd smell it. It's...
That's maybe what I
she
smelled.
She was smelling something, and she thought about
really?
You holding your hand there.
You know when you had your arm out?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it might just be the male body odor sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it really smelled like... now that you say rotten teeth, that's exactly
bad
what
breath,
it could be.
Yeah.
It, there really was this really strange smell that was coming. I thought it was blowing down here into where
yeah,
I was
yeah.
standing.
Yeah.
It was literally like I was smelling garbage yeah. that had.
That's exactly what.
Been
and he's got really bad teeth, so I'd expect you to smell something.
Wow, that's
you know,
what I smelled.
So it's very interesting you say that.
I actually thought one of you guys farted or something.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I smelled it as well. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
But I just didn't want to embarrass anybody. What was that? Oh my god!
Did you hear that?
Oh my god! That was a stone.
No.
Yeah, there's another stone.
Stone on the table.
You know,
I've checked it. Like, there's something on the table
there's
here,
no
and I thought it might be a stone.
Oh my
I
god.
Have to tell you,
we were in the room.
That's because.
Yes.
I reckon that's because we're talking
bad
about
him. Bad breath.
Okay.
Sorry.
So that happened as well. These things actually happened.
Everyone was there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what to say. I cannot be a skeptic. As I said to Matt, I can't justify this. This rock hit me in the back of the head with proper force underneath my ponytail, and I don't know how it happened. And there was no one behind me, and there was no stones in the place.
And that was producer Joggers getting hit. So we had people that we know and trust having these experiences, and the ghost was clearly offended by what we were saying about him with his halitosis and that, or he's a Nova listener.
Matt makes light of it because he wasn't hit in the head with a stone by
no,
a poltergeist.
It was full on, man.
Anthony Griselka was like, I don't think it's a ghost, it's a poltergeist, because he's throwing stuff around the room.
Mm. So we've got the videos online.
Yes.
The mixed socials.
Can I preface this too? I want to say this because
what?
I've watched the video that Dan the Internet's put up. Mm. And just the way that he's put the video together, it looks like everybody was in the room when I was hit with the stone. That's actually not what happened. Like, when I was in there with the stone, there was no one behind me because the listeners weren't in there yet.
Right.
But later on, they came down. But at the video, it looks like they're there first and then it happens. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But there was no one else behind me. Anthony Griselka was there with us, and he was telling us that he thought that the man in question, the spirit that was in the room, had possibly been crushed in a tunnel or had an accident down in that area, and that's why he was still hovering around.
He's not happy that we're in here. There's no way to spend a night.
I think we're in here. We're okay.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think he's happy
that's
about this. And I'm pretty certain the tunnel ran through there from here,
mm.
and it ran all the way through to the... And it's where they used to smuggle stuff and they used to...
Yeah.
And I've always thought this. This is just me personally. The couple of times that I've been here, I've always thought that there are human bones there.
Oh.
I've always thought that, but it's just me surmising. But I think... That's what's happened, and he's been crushed in that tunnel at some point. And obviously, he's probably a convict,
mm.
you know, and no one's really going to care about it.
Mm.
It's just a dead convict in those days.
I do have some information on that for you.
Yep.
So that is an actual well, which is connected to the Swan River right now, so that's probably the tunnel you're sensing.
So the sound you can hear of the dripping is actually the Swan River still dripping. It's
wow.
right below your feet, actually, behind you.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So that well is still actually what you can hear right now.
So
that's
the
Swan
this
River.
One?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah,
well,
wow. there's
oh.
two right
this
now.
One?
Another stone
oh,
that just
one.
Yeah,
yeah,
something else.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just stones flying around the room.
Yeah.
From nowhere.
So perhaps
dead
this
convict.
Poor convict fell down the well.
Mm.
I fell was one of the things we thought we maybe heard in that
right.
weird, you know,
spirit-y
phone app.
Thing.
Yeah,
yep.
yeah. Pretty full on.
It was amazing.
Incredibly
yeah. And the
yeah.
listeners were so enthralled and were so enthusiastic
mm.
to be there with us. And a big shout out to them, because when we kind of were leaving, we sort of grabbed Anthony before he ran away to do a quick wrap up with him. And we didn't get to say a proper goodbye to everybody, which we regret. But thank you to everyone who came. But we had this last chat with Anthony to kind of summarise what happened.
It was interesting that we felt that one of the words that we or phrases that we heard was please go.
Go. Yeah.
When that happens, what's your feeling? Does one act on that immediately or just sort of acknowledge it? And
look, I generally don't push it too far. If the activity starts to ramp up, and we have seen that, like in some places where they'll really get active and I'll start to get agitated, then you've got to go out.
Sure.
Because it's too much. In that situation, I think it was... You're disrupting my little zone.
Mm.
Can you leave this spot? Because once we moved into the bar area, wasn't a
problem. Yeah, they only threw three stones there.
Well, and that was interesting too because, I mean, we were talking about the poor chap who you felt you saw and that perhaps he was an Irish convict and the fact that he would have had halitosis from his terrible teeth. And as we were speaking about that, some stones got thrown. Mm-hmm. I mean, are we talking about literal... A spirit hearing those words as a human being would be hurt by them?
I really think so, you know. And look, it's like when I do this stuff, people sort of say, well, okay, you know, you take a photograph and you might just see something like you do in the clouds, you know, you can make something up.
Yes.
But when it's got three or four links to it, like you talk about something, so you see it, you photograph it, you get something thrown or moved. And in that case down there, the lady actually smelt.
Yes, she did. Yes, yes.
So when you can get three or four points of reference for what we're experiencing, there's something going
on. Yeah, sure. Hey, and to Jason and Rachel and Renee and Jackie and Charlotte and Carla, your family now. You went through that with us, our listeners.
Man.
Saw Kimber or, you know.
I don't know what else to say. Like, that was just the weirdest experience I've ever had. There's been spooky things and I can write them off, but I cannot write that off because I do not know how.
Yeah, no one has an answer.
There was no one there. I got hit in the head with a rock at force. Like,
you are taking that stone home with you, aren't you? It's not staying here.
Yeah, well, Jeans, the producer, has said I'm not allowed to keep it in my car and I don't really want it in my house. I washed it with soap and I put it next to crystals so that it would, like, get rid of its bad juju. But Anthony said I'm fine. I'm not going to put it in the house.
Get it set into your gear stick. Like they used to get with the redback spider.
I mean, I get why it wouldn't feel safe in the car. Yeah, it's just one of those things that, like, of course I had to keep it. It's from a poltergeist.
Yeah, of course. Hey, I've been mentioning to you guys that I've had quite the week. Yes. This week I've had a few really big gigs, like corporate gigs. Like, I've fallen into your world, essentially, because you guys, you know, off the air talk a lot about how you got these corporate gigs and all this sort of stuff. And you guys are comedians, so... you know how to stand up in front of a crowd and go, you know, hey.
Well, I wouldn't be so sure. But right. Anyway, fake it till you make it, as my mum used to say.
But, you know, for all of the, Pete, your jokes weren't that flash from earlier in the week. It must have hit a nerve somewhere because today I have the biggest gig of my life.
Oh.
This is my Woodstock. This is my Wembley Stadium. This is my Live Aid.
I mean, Live Aid made a lot of noise, just didn't make a lot of difference.
Right. Well, hopefully this makes a bit more difference than that.
This is your Civic Hotel.
Mm. I am DJing my daughter's school disco. And I had a phone call from the head of the PNC yesterday.
Okay.
Who said, look, we really appreciate you.
The other guys dropped out. Thanks for helping.
Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate you doing this. And I said, no problem. This is a great opportunity for me to chaperone my daughter and keep those dirty little boys' mitts off
her.
That's
true too.
Because it's going to be a great day. And it's a bit of a Halloween themed party as well. But it got us talking about... like our disco days. And 131060, we want to hear about your school disco days.
Disco stories.
I was with a mate yesterday and we were having a bit of a chat. Good old St. Joseph's in Queen's Park. And my first ever disco was 1996. And I had completely forgotten about this. But now thinking back on it, some of the songs that used to drop at your school disco when you're that age were hectic. So it was the first time that we heard... Genuine's Pony.
When we play that at the work Christmas party, things get messy.
Right. A little bit messy. I remember some classic names from there.
Yeah.
It's just reflux.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I remember in particular is where they part the seas of the kids and all of the boys on one side of the room and all of the girls on the other side of the room.
Yes.
And you had to go over as a guy... and pick a girl to dance with, right? Hands on hips, meter and a half apart. Who knew we were practicing for COVID? And, you know, hands on hips, hands on shoulders. And if you didn't go over and pick a girl, then a teacher would come over and pick you. And you didn't want to be the guy who got picked by a teacher.
No. Pete, the only thing worse than having to go and pick a girl to dance with is being the girl at the other end, desperately hoping someone's going to choose you to dance with. Otherwise, you're standing on your own like a wallflower.
Oh, no. Did that ever happen to you?
Of course it did.
I was a wallflower.
Were you?
Yeah.
Boys didn't want to dance with me because I was taller than them.
Oh, right.
And you've all got issues.
What were you doing wearing heels at that age?
I mean, I didn't come into my own until I was an older person. I mean, we would have, you know, discos at Carousel Rollaways listening to things like Pink Floyd, you know. But, you know, no one wanted to skate with me. But when I got to Sydney and I was sort of living my best life, I have memories of myself in my underwear at the Taxi Club, which is a very liberated Sydney night spot, singing this song. It's raining men. And everyone yelling hallelujah with not much clothing on.
Is that still a disco? It just sounds like you've hit the town in Sydney with your mates late at night.
I was just being... just living my best broad-minded self.
Kimmy, you were saying this was a classic for you.
This was our disco song.
Right, this was your disco song?
I was probably all of 12. Everyone was into this.
Jeans, joggers, what have you got?
Mine was like a G6.
Like a G6.
Oh, cool.
Far East Movement.
Like a G6.
I thought G6 was like a pass to get into the state when the borders are up.
What about you, Jeans?
Oh, it was the Nut Bush, of course.
Whoa.
Right, wow.
She's that's, still doing the moot with her cup of tea in there.
Going for it.
How yep. old's your daughter? 5?
My daughter's 5.
How do they preload before those parties? Lolly.
Sugar and sherbet.
Yeah, right.
Fingers crossed anyway.
Lovely memories of school discos. It was like the time when you used to crank out the bus stop. Do you remember the bus stop move? Like, we all thought we were getting a bit of fancy footwork.
Yes.
You know, but I just remember it being like, it felt liberating because when you were younger, it felt like that was the start of being a bit cooler and a bit older with no parents there, apart from if your dad's the DJ.
Yeah. Yes. Daddy's the DJ tonight, Mila. We want to hear about your school disco days, the songs, the awkward moments. We got Trevor in Canning Vale. Good morning to you, mate. Tell us about your school disco days.
Hi, mate. Went to a blue light disco over there in Maddington, and the old Coolio's Gangster's Paradise come on, and no truer words spoken. We truly were in Gangster's Paradise there in Maddington.
Damn straight, buddy. Blue light disco in Maddington.
The whole suburb was a blue light disco.
Yeah, definitely. And Pete, I want to see you break out the worm at the girls' school disco tonight.
Okay, right. I'll break something, mate. I don't know if it'll be the worm,
no,
that's for
challenge
sure.
Accepted. L5. Okay, come on. Yeah, that's why you've got socials, mate, for those kind of moments.
You're right. I will be the coolest dad going around if I can break out the worm while my daughter's there. Tony and Morley, school disco days, what do you got for us?
Well, it was year 7 dance, and I thought this is my moment to go out with a bang, so I practiced Michael Jackson moves for a month beforehand.
Oh, months beforehand, like, you practiced.
So, well, about probably a week beforehand, but as a kid, I practiced for 6 years beforehand.
Okay.
I practiced Thriller and Beat It and all that for my moment. And when I got to my moment, I pushed the dance floor back, started my moves, and then accidentally kicked my partner in the head. So that was my life over. That was done.
You went in a different direction there, Tony.
Right. I love that you pushed the crowd back. It was like, right, here it is. I need
this
some space.
This is my time.
Hey, Kim in Cloverdale, take us to Bridgetown. What happened with your school disco days?
All of 14 years old, down in the old church hall. I'm in there. I'm in high school. My boyfriend's 17. He's already left high school, so he's not invited. So he's out the outside banging on the window trying to get my attention, and he smashed the window. Oh my God, it was so awful.
Whoa.
And we were in big trouble.
Wow. Did that stop the disco?
No. I had to try and hide it. We were getting in trouble outside, and I'm like, he's not supposed to be there.
No.
And I'm like, oh my God, no. I ended up marrying him and having 3 children.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was going to say, Kim, were you secretly going, that's the most romantic thing anyone's ever done, ever?
Oh, it was. I mean, he was there, and I was like, oh my God, you know, this is my boyfriend, and he's like 17, got a car, and, you know, I'm still in high school. In the church hall.
Oh, awesome.
That's the best. Good on you, Kim. Thanks for your call, mate.
His Wikipedia page describes him as one of Australia's most experienced and well-travelled comedians. Doesn't say anything about funny. Lucky he is, which is why we love him. Please welcome friend of the show, Limo.
I love our Limo intros. It just sounds like a soccer gaggle of people have gotten together and started cheering.
It's just a joy. You all make me very happy every week. Aww. I will say this, though.
you have revealed to me off air, and I won't reveal on air because I know you've got it coming up later in the show. But what you told me about the Rose and Crown means I will definitely never, ever in my life go to the Rose and Crown. I do apologise to the good people there. I'm sure it's a fine establishment, no, whatever you do there.
Even the staff won't go down into the cellar, and I think I've discovered why.
Well, onto more tamer Halloween matters, and I know you've had a spooky week, all of you. Yeah. But I'm changing my tack a little bit this year because last year my wife went out with our son trick or treating through the neighbourhood, and I stayed at home. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to load up on lollies here. So if kids come around, you know, I've got something to give them at home, right? So kids come knocking at the door, you know, trick or treat. And I said, oh, get you a little treat here, mate. And I had, you know, Alan's party mix, and I had Fantails and Minties and Sherbys and Redskins. Anyway, so I sort out a couple of kids, and then they disappear, and a couple more kids come back, and I give them some lollies. And then I'll tell you what, word must have spread through the neighbourhood. Because it went about half an hour later, I open up my front door, there's a queue of 25 kids, and I reckon three or four adults, at my front door, just waiting. So I'm like, okay, this year, right, if I'm going to have that many kids at my door, and I can't, you know, we're a healthy society these days in 2021. So my list of treats this year, guys, tell me what you think. I've got almonds, kale chips, carrot, apple, muesli bars, and Greek yogurt. Do you think that's going to be okay for
the kids? I hope those almonds are activated, Lima, otherwise I'm out.
Are you keen on a trick? Because you might see a few.
And my trick this year as well, I used to in previous years pull a rabbit out of a hat, now I'm pulling roadkill out of a hat. I just want to really spook it up.
You know, Halloween's such a big deal though. I was saying to my friend in Canada, she put a question on Facebook saying, how many kids do you prep for? And I said, I reckon that I've had 10 kids visit in the last 10 years, right? She said they prep for 200 children every Halloween.
It's a North American thing. I was about 10 or 12 years ago, I was in New York on Halloween, and I had some friends there, and they said, we have to go out. Halloween is massive. And I thought, oh, okay, whatever. And I kind of knew it was big, but I hadn't really thought about it properly. I didn't bother getting a costume. And I get on the subway to go to the party we were going to. I was dressed in jeans, T-shirt, shirt and trainers, and I looked like an idiot. Because everyone else on the subway is devil, nurse, vampire, someone covered in fake blood. There's like a handful of Osama bin Ladens. And I'm there just going, oh, right. People are staring at me like I was an idiot.
Do you think, Limo, it was because you were wearing jeans with joggers?
It's like, you can't wear that in New York City, man.
Jerry Seinfeld wants his look back, okay? This is Jerry City, not yours.
That belongs in Joycey.
Hey, Limo, happy Halloween to you, mate. Nice to catch up with you, and we'll catch you next week.
All right, good on you, guys. Take it easy, and I'm scared for everyone. This Rose and Crown sounds terrifying. Good luck, Kimber.
Thanks, mate.
I hope you recover.
Look at that photograph of my beautiful wife. Mm-hmm. How lucky am I? But look at my lawn.
Oh, that's a nice picture of lawn.
Yeah.
My lawn once looked like that. Look at it. It's so lush.
And green.
You weren't here for this, Pete. I'm more emotional than when John Edward talked to my dead parents, I'll be honest with you. That lawn, so I got rolls of turf and I laid it, and for about, I don't know, a month?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
When you say you laid it, so you got out into the backyard, you flattened the earth, you compacted it properly.
No.
Right?
I would have thought you'd got to know me a little better by now. It was raked relatively flat.
Right.
That's all I did.
Okay. So it looked
very
like the
little prep work, no ground soil.
Yes.
No top dressing.
Not really.
And it lasted a whole month.
He rolled out the lawn.
I threw a few Osmocote bloody those orange balls.
Bit of sea salt.
Bit of sea salt.
Well, he went round there, right? When he first laid the lawn, he invited us round for a lawn party. Beautiful. It was to go and look at his lawn.
Yeah.
So we go around, and the lawn was fenced off. Like, we weren't allowed, it was roped off. We weren't allowed to step on the lawn. No one was allowed to walk on the lawn. Even the dog wasn't allowed to walk on the lawn.
And that didn't last, though. Right.
When he said it was relatively flat, I think that was a nice way of describing it.
Yeah.
Relatively.
I should have known there were going to be issues when I could still, after about a month and a half, peel the, you know, the lawn So what was on top was doing really well, just none of it was going down, right?
Right.
So then fast forward, not long, a couple of months, Florence has destroyed it. There's brown patches everywhere from her wee-wee. Mm. And I was looking at it yesterday. I would say the composition of my lawn, for want of a better term, is now 50% clover.
Mm.
There's a couple of clumps of couch, the original couch.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly sand and rubble, because it was one of those, clearly one of those places that when the builders finished, they just went, oh, we'll just bury the rubble.
And what kind of, like, I mean, it's not like you would just lay it straight down on the rubble if you'd put topsoil and you put all those things on it. Like,
it's pretty much on top of the rubble. And the cruelest of ironies, yesterday I noticed these sort of octopusy type tentacles of bloody bindies.
You've got prickles.
I've got prickles. I don't even have lawn and I've got prickles. God damn it.
What? Look at Pete around there. Pete loves lawn.
I love lawn.
I'm just lazy and I just want things to work out for me being lazy.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen. What a week, what a week, what a week.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
I don't need to dilly-dally here. I mean, we know what week it's been. It's been Ghost Week. Kim has been attacked by a poltergeist. I've had, you know, John Edward get in touch with me mum and dad from the other side. It's been an emotional week.
It's been a big one
for everyone.
And all of which you can catch up with on the Listener app.
So here we go. Halloween, eat your heart out.
Hey guys, happy Halloween! You might get suspicious around the Ouija board.
I'm getting a Kevin or a Karen or a Colin.
Think that it's mischievous talking to spirits from beyond. Right. Are you getting goosebumps? Or do you think it's dumb?
There's a spirit in this room, give us a sign.
Would you host a seance? Do you find it all ho-hum?
Loved it. Mate. Nice one, Maddie. Yeah. I loved that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Now, can I just say just quickly, right? We knew it was going to be a belter today.
That was great.
Because you record these on a Thursday after the show. And I saw you go between Padgy's studio and the recording studio half a dozen times with the biggest smile on your face every single time.
Oh, it's a labour of love with the great Padgy. You
know, I loved it.
Engineering it.
Oh, he does a marvellous job. Really good one, Matt.
Yeah.
Check out another Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast on the Listener app. And check out all the savings on blinds, awnings and shutters at ABC Blinds Countdown to Christmas sale. On now. 694.5.